If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house. In small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients. Plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals. And safe for all skin types, even acne prone. No greenwashing, no filler. Just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica. Non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house. In small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients. Plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals. And safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing. No filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes we can have paranormal experiences that others we'll look at when being told of and go, oh my God, that's so scary. How did you deal with that? And we go, what do you mean? Oh, that was paranormal? And then when we take a second look at it, you're like, oh my God, that was paranormal. It's oftentimes like watching a movie for a second time. Go, oh my God, I can't believe I missed that part. Or looking at a painting. And you go, oh my gosh, I did not catch that the first time I saw it. It's funny how that can actually happen in our own lives with our own experiences. It's very, very common. Our minds are not wired to tell us, oh my gosh, this is a ghost. Our minds are wired to make sense of our environment, of our experiences. And sometimes it will do just that, no matter how otherworldly the experience may be. It's going to try and find the logical path to explain to us, to keep us calm. It's just instinctive. It is how it works. But upon revisiting some of those things and taking that element of thinking out of the equation and looking at it from a totally different perspective, we can sometimes go, holy shit. Kind of scared that my mind didn't tell me this was paranormal. That's exactly what happens in our next story. Someone recounts an experience when they were overseas at a conference, staying in a flat, and the experiences that ensued late at night. Take a listen. In 2010, I was sent by my PhD supervisor to attend a summer school at the Curses Institute of Scientific Studies. The school lasted for 2 weeks. The institute is about a 30-minute walk away from a village I was near. Due to the limited accommodations on the institute grounds, I was put up in a house in the village. The institute referred to it as the Lekka Mansion, It was a three-story building, and I was staying with three other French delegates on the second floor. This level was accessed by a curving staircase up to the front door. Immediately upon entering the house, my bedroom was on the left. My bedroom had two beds, one empty, the other for me. A bedside cabinet, a table chair, and a wardrobe. Other than this, it was completely bare. You can view the house using Google Street View. Usually, I'm skeptical about anything ghostly. While I did believe in spirits or demons before all this, I always have regarded the real thing as so rare that in almost all instances, there's a logical, non-supernatural explanation. I've never had an experience like what I'm about to describe here, and I dearly hope I will never again. I simply want to record this information on your show where others can hear about it. Now to start, I must tell you that due to the heavy lecture schedule, I left the house every morning at about 8:15 and often did not return until around midnight, until eating in the village in the evening and socializing with other delegates after lectures. Therefore, I only experienced things at night. I don't know if there was activity during the day. I expect so, and you'll see why soon. Also, at this time, I was spooked by each strange occurrence when it happened, but I don't think anything of it, or I didn't think anything of it, until I got home. My parents, who picked me up from the airport, asked if I'd been sleeping okay. When I told them that I had had lots of disturbed nights and described what happened, I was suddenly horrified by it all. On one occasion, I woke up suddenly, out of breath, panicked, and hanging on the mattress because some invisible force was gripping my upper left arm and pulling me out of bed. I pulled my arm back, trying to stay in bed. It was very hot, and I think I was probably lying on my back, covers kicked off, with my left arm hanging out of the bed. It lasted long enough for me to think to myself, number one, remember you're awake because you won't believe it later. Number two, don't be afraid because you're Christian. You believe and trust in Jesus, and with that, nothing can hurt you. And it stopped suddenly. I lay in bed, awake for the rest of the night, unable to sleep. Not sure exactly how long it lasted, probably no more than a few seconds. On another night, I was very thirsty, so I got a glass of water and put it in my bedside cabinet, which was out of reach of my bed unless I leaned right out. I lay there for about half an hour on the surface of the sleep before the glass was knocked over, spilling water everywhere. I managed to catch the glass before it fell and broke on the floor. At the time, I just assumed that I'd knocked it somehow, but in the light of other things, I'm not so sure. Also, my bedside cabinet, I had my Bible. Having caught the glass, the first thing I did was grab my Bible because I didn't want it to get wet. Luckily, the water had managed to completely avoid it, and it stayed dry. Now, I wonder if, number one, the presence of my Bible, and number two, the fact that it did not get wet were mere coincidences. On another occasion, I heard the front door open and slam at about 3 a.m., which, remember, is right next to my bedroom door. And then someone walking into the building and slamming and hitting all the doors. They walked up and down the hallway doing this for quite a while, making a huge noise. At the time, I thought it was one of my French housemates back late from the village having drunk too much, hence crashing into doors. And I didn't think to ask him the next day. By this point, I was not at all suspicious. But I can tell you that they all made it to lectures at 9 a.m. the next morning, and also that there is no nightlife in the area. Seems unlikely that someone would be that inconsiderate anyway by being so purposely noisy. I asked a couple of them about the racket as well, and they said that they hadn't heard anything, but that they sleep very deeply and probably wouldn't hear anything anyway. The other big thing to happen was me being woken up suddenly by a massive bang. It was so loud, I thought there was someone in the house with a shotgun. The bang happened intermittently, with a spacing of about 15 seconds to a minute. The whole house, doors, windows, floor, my bed shook with every bang. I lay there listening for it for about 15 minutes, trying to work out what it was and if it was inside the house. Then my bedroom swung open, the door. So I got up, turned the light on, and checked the house. I checked all the rooms, the front door, the windows, and the shutters to see what I could see. I also hung out the window to listen for noises outside. I didn't find or hear anything. Went back to bed and it was quiet for the rest of the night. The other three people in the house didn't hear anything. But again, they said that they all sleep very deeply and never wake up. None of the delegates I asked who were living in the village heard any commotion in the night either. Here's some other small observations. It might be nothing. My bedroom lights were intermittent. Often you would flick the switch, nothing would happen. You could flick it again a few more minutes later, and the light would work. The light never turned itself on in my room, but would sometimes turn itself off. It could be poor electronics, I guess. Under the light in the hallway, not near the other bedrooms, by the front door, had a habit of always being turned on. The next morning, even if I thought I specifically turned it off either before going to bed or during the night, if it had been left on, it could have been one of my flatmates being lazy with the lights, though. Also, the wardrobe in my bedroom, which I didn't use, I just lived out of my case, was freezing. I only went in there once at the start of school just to look. When I opened it, I thought to myself, whoa, that's cold. Hope I haven't just disturbed a ghost. Little did I know. Finally, on my first night, I woke up feeling very unstable. It felt just like my bed was floating and swaying about like it was on a rough sea. Perhaps it was just one too many beers, but I didn't drink much on any evening while I was there. I was so tired at this point, I think I just went back to sleep and ignored it. I guess there are possible logical explanations for everything I've described, hence why I wasn't too bothered by it at the time. But in hindsight, and with them all occurring together, I'm not so sure. Especially as I did a little internet research and found an account from a researcher who went with his wife to this institute in 91 for his summer school 19 years ago and stayed in a flat which sounded very, very similar to the one I stayed in. It may have been the same one. In terms of location, steps up to the front door, surrounding, etc., he and his wife experienced several of the same things I did. I wrote it all down so I wouldn't forget the details in the account I read in a shortened version which he put on the internet. You may read it as well. The house description and location sound very similar to the place I was in. The Catholic church from my window was hidden behind another building, but trust me, it's there. The cleaners and ice cream shop were literally just down the road. The gardens down to the ocean in the distance is all about right. The curvy staircase, it seems he stayed on the top of the third floor while I was on the second. He experienced a pool of water on the top of the cabinet like me. Footsteps, front door noises, and plenty of other stuff. This cannot be a coincidence. Some of this happened in the day as well, so I wonder if the spirit that I experienced would have been active then too. Finally, what strikes me is that whatever it was only seemed to target me and the activity focused around my room. Nobody else heard or experienced anything, to my knowledge. I'm left wondering if my presence there, as a Christian with a Bible in full view, surely not an unusual thing, may have triggered the spirit to act in the way it did. Maybe to scare me away, as it took exception to me. I've heard stories in the past about ghosts getting very upset when a priest enters the house it's inhabiting. Also, I consider it strange that I didn't start piecing together the individual events until after I'd left and was back in the UK. Ordinarily, if one of these events has happened, I would have been quite scared by it and not been comfortable going back. But for the most part, I was chilled out after each thing and either fell asleep again or, in the case of the arm pulling, had forgotten about it until the next night. You may also have noticed I've been referring to whatever it was as a spirit. I'm loath to use the word ghost, since that implies that it's a trace of a human who has died. I don't know if I believe that or not.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you, because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house, in small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients, plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals, and safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HebaBotanica.com. That's X.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house, in small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients, plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals, and safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house. In small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients. Plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals. And safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler. Just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica. Non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house. In small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients. Plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals. And safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler. Just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica. Non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No